Hello, hello, friends and fellows. Yes, you're tuned into the right episode. Today, we're talking about five ways to find your confidence to lose weight again. Now, sometimes weight loss takes it out of you. If you're somebody who has got that determination that you're going to lose this 30 pounds because your life literally depends on it. But what diets tend to do is they tend to zap us of that confidence that we once had in ourselves or in the diet, and we then tend to lose hope. So today we're taking a different spin. As a mindset coach, yes, I am that kind of mindset coach that's quite honest and just tell you as it is, because I want you to succeed. And I never really learned from being told the things that I wanted to hear or the things that I thought I needed to hear. I needed to be told the things that were a little bit uncomfortable, though today isn't that type of episode, but that's the coach that I am. Now, I'm doing it because I want you to succeed. And we've been told so many times by diets that promise this and promise that, but we never quite see the return on our investment. We tend to see a depletion in our confidence. And today I'm talking about five ways to find your confidence to lose weight, not even just to lose weight, but to rebuild your confidence in you again. And if you're ready, I'm ready for this mindset episode. Let's tune in to today's episode. Hello, Lose Weight with Macros, the Basics Podcast family. I'm your host, Verona. And if you're new here, welcome to the show. I'm a nutrition coach who believes in the power of real life tools to create healthy habits. I help busy women like you get rid of the stress and emotional eating that keeps you from creating resilient, lifelong habits that, quite frankly, you can trust. Instead of giving you another boring diet or workout plan or bland salad and tell you just to eat a whole heap of salad leaves while your family chow down on your favorite meals in the corner and you are regretfully eating that bowl of dry salad, I'ma help you learn how to use macros to lose fat, keep it off, and rebuild that confidence that diets often strip us of. That insecurity, that fear, that no longer feeling confident in our bodies that we know we need to get rid of. Friends, if this sounds like your cup of tea, grab your tea, your coffee, and your notepad and pen, because today's episode, friends, is gonna be a juicy one. Girl, I was just literally preparing for this episode and I was remembering, what was the film called again? Nutty Professor. Now, if you've not seen Nutty Professor, this is a funny film. It's an old film and the main actor is Eddie Murphy and he literally plays like multiple characters. Now, spoiler alert, I am going to go into the plot line of the film and I think I'm going to actually watch it again. And just kind of now I'm from a different perspective. Now I'm no longer in that position. Just have a look. But he goes through the cycle of weight loss, basically. And it is a scientist that is, I would say, morbidly obese. He is about that size. And so his family. Now he comes from a Black Afro-Caribbean family. And you know, they've got the cornbread, they've got the mac and cheese, they've got the chicken, they've got everything on the table. But so many families gather around food. Food is a staple at tables, even if you eat on your lap. But that's a place where not just friends, but friends that become family and family that are your literal family. But it's a place where everybody has jokes, everybody laughs. Some people get angry, some people cry. Ooh, girl, I've had all of those at one time. Tables, friends, family, I've had them all. But it's literally, food is something that brings us all together. Now, if you're somebody of culture, some cultures tend to have rice as a staple. I know I do in my culture, my family. If you were to sit at a table with your grandma, say, for example, and you said, no, grandma, I'm on a diet. I can't eat any cornbread. She about done ready to pick up the cornbread and dash it at your head and tell you, what do you mean you can't eat no cornbread? What do you mean you're on a diet? And sometimes when it comes to family, I've also had clients like this, but when it comes to family, they can also be the inhibitors of your weight loss success. Now, we are ultimately the people who allow others to have control over us, etc. But for myself, when it came to that, I had to get counseling because I couldn't see what the issue was. Well, for me, was rejection. So not feeling loved by those who were supposed to love me growing up as a child and into adulthood, that then affected me. Now, the spirit of rejection as a Christian woman is something that you feel rejected and then you begin to reject yourself from anybody else who tries to come into your life. It's a vicious cycle and it's something that needs to be broken. So for example, it's a vicious cycle that if you've been rejected by your dad, some people call it daddy issues. I hate that term, but that's what they are. Daddy issues, mommy issues, whatever. If you've had that, now a guy that tries to show you love that you've never had before, you are going to constantly push him away. And then it's going to cause issues, it's going to cause ruckus, and you can never really keep relationships. Or the opposite is, you will get what you want from them. There used to be, is it an English saying, like a slang saying, you used to get these things from them and then done. You would dump them before they dump you. Sometimes that can be how rejection manifests itself and displays itself in your life. Some people that can go into substance misuse, others it can go onto food, much like the Nutty Professor movie. Now, the scientist, he was a scientist. Literally, I told you it's a plot twist. If you want to go and watch it, I'm just telling everybody that it's because it's a really old film, but you can go and watch it. But the scientist was obese and he got to a point where he was unhappy. Now, there was a scene where he literally just downed a bucket or a jar of Skittles and he was crying. How many have been through that moment, especially when you're dieting and the diet promises to tell you, now this is it, this time it's going to work. Or even you might have gone back to a familiar diet because they've changed up a plan, aka they've told you now you can eat 0 point foods, you can eat as much as you want of these foods. But what they don't tell you is these foods are still high in calories. For example, just because they're 0 points because this person says it, it doesn't mean that the way that it breaks down into your body is going to work for you. It still is going to have a high caloric value. One of the things that they do say is it has 0 point is avocados. Avocados, for healthy fats, are the highest out of the macros, carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. Carbs and proteins have 4 kilocalories per 1 gram, and protein is 9 kilocalories per 1 gram. And then they pack the most calories the most. So let me just make that simple for you. So a tablespoon of olive oil, for example, could be 124 calories, depending on the actual brand of olive oil that you have. It doesn't mean that it's bad for you. It doesn't mean you need to go and cut it out, but it's just giving you awareness that fat altogether, whether they're healthy fats or saturated fats, are the most calorie dense. And that isn't something for you to then be like, oh my gosh, I need to cut out fat. Let me throw out the olive oil. That's not what I'm saying. Don't hear what I'm not saying to you, because people in the Mediterranean love of olive oil, but they're not suffering with high adipose tissue ratios. As a westernized dieters, we are the ones who suffer because we're eating way too much food, more than we actually need. And instead, if you want to get results, it's about how can you combine the two of those or ways of eating that are beneficial for your body and that your body will continue to vibe of and your body will continue to feel. So back to the story. The scientist in here, so he got to the point where I've got to, and most likely if you're here, you've got to too. And you've got to this point where you're fed up. You're done with dieting. You're done with feeling like a failure. You're done with feeling and just hating the way that you feel. You're done with your husband watching you when you even attempt to do some form of exercise. And you're like, why are you watching me? You feel repulsed at the fact that he's watching you. That is an insecurity issue. But I've had insecurities in other ways. And my insecurity for that used to show up when I used to dress a certain way. And I always used to wear black. I used to hide in black. And so when people would tell me that I looked nice, I would then go and change. And I would change my outfit about 3 or 4 times until they would never tell me that I look ugly. But that's what I was trying to get them to tell me. I was trying to get them to tell me, you look ugly. So then that could justify me changing 3 or 4 times. But the root cause of that was my rejection, because I did not feel love. When anybody showed me a remote morsel of love, then I didn't like it because I couldn't handle it. I don't know how to do that. If you've gone so many years without feeling confident, if you've gone so many years without feeling like you matter, somebody coming to show you that, you're going to be a little bit skeptical. You're going to be a little bit judgmental, and up go the barriers, up go the walls. So that person can't come into you at all. But if that person is somebody you're attempting to be in a relationship with, if you continue like that, it's going to continue to break down the relationship. I've learned this through counseling. I went to counseling. I identified the issue was rejection for me as a Christian woman and as somebody who experienced non-Christian counseling and Christian counseling. That is why now I focus on mindset with my coaching. There's so many coaches who focus on nutrition, and it doesn't make them bad coaches, but nutrition is only one part of it. Yes, you can lose the weight, but for me, the mindset is the thing that will make or break your weight loss. And today we were talking about how you can rebuild your confidence again. This is what I'm talking about. Now, this scientist has got to the point where you and I have been multiple times. I've tried diets and I don't even want to name them because, to be honest, I was looking for a diet to fix my insecurities, to fix the way that I felt. When younger people were getting in relationships, then I would hear that they were getting engaged. Then people would tell me at church, it's your turn next. By the end of the year, God will send you your husband. Meanwhile, year after year after year, I would like guys that didn't reciprocate that back. And then I think there's something wrong with me. And then somebody else would get married. And then that person who got married 2 years ago would then be told, wait, they're getting and get they're pregnant and all of those things. It got to a point, right, where there was a group of us, me and 3 other friends. And we used to call ourselves the 4 Musketeers. Now, all 3 of them got in a relationship, yet I was still single. That broke me, because I started to internalize that now. I started to go back to my issue, which was rejection, and I started to think there was a problem with me. Now, I found solace in food. I found solace in eating. That's the only thing that I found would not let me down, would not judge me, would quote unquote love me. I started to get an unhealthy attachment to food. Back to Nutty Professor. Now, this after he has been ridiculed at the table. You know, those times where some of you dread going to family events because there's one family member that likes to point out your weight. Oh, I thought you was on a diet. Are you going to eat all that? You going to eat that cornbread? She ain't going to eat that. And their insecurities now are projecting 100-fold onto you. And everyone else at the table starts to get involved like it's their business, and they start to bully you. That's basically what they're doing. And every year, you leave that house, you're smiling at the table, you're laughing as if it's funny, it's not funny. But you're laughing at the table and you're like, you know those fake forced laughs. You're doing that, or you try to tell them to stop, but they don't stop. And then that is added to you too. You leave the room, you leave the house, and sometimes you might be married. You leave the house, you're crying, you're in a heap of tears because you've just been bullied every single year from your family. So when you're trying to do a diet, I hear you. Though sometimes my message can be a little bit abrupt, so my word is just straight as it is. I recognize that it's hard work. I recognize when people say to you, my mom says it, my mom is heavier than I am. She would love to comment. She comments, she does comment even today to this point. She loves to comment something about, why is your belly so big? Why do you look like that? I'm sorry. Do you have a six pack abs right now? No, you don't. But people are people, whether they're in your family or they're friends or family, but they feel justified in that moment to attack your weakness. And there's a scripture in the Bible that actually says that we don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against principalities and powers, which literally means that it's not the person that's actually speaking, but it's something else. And so even if you don't agree with the faith that I do, that's the fact of the matter is, it's, yeah, them saying it, but actually, where's that coming from? It's coming from a place that they have to deal with. And sometimes we want to try and fix them. We want to try and solve that. We want to try and do all of this. We want to try and change them, all of that. No. Let's take a few steps back for a second. Now, I've said this three times, but I am going to go back to the story of the Night Professor. Now, he was sitting down in the jar of Skittles. And then basically what he's doing is crying out his emotions that he's getting ridiculed by his family, friends, those who are closest to him. And the enemy does actually use those closest to us to cause the most damage. Do you ever realize that? Then he comes up with this thing. I don't know how he did it, but he comes up with this science thing where he creates an alter ego, an alter person. So on the inside, where his dreams are, I just want to lose weight. I just want to be able to be thin. I just want the women to be able to like me, to look at me, to pay attention to me. So what he did is created this serum. He took the serum and then he would turn into this alter ego, Buddy Love. That's basically what it is. Somebody who you and I can identify if we've either there or we've been in that place where we would literally have those couch moments where we're just ruined in tears. And then the only thing that we can go to, no, there's no friends. You try and call a friend. There's no one to answer. Your husband's not really there. You don't really know what you're going through as a female, or you have no husband and that's piling on top of you as well. So then you get the ice cream, then you get the cookies, then you get the Oreo, and you're surrounded by all of these things. And so how do you get out of that? You desperately want to look like somebody on social media. I've done all of these things. I used to scroll for hours looking for a woman that looked like me. And then I'd start to get obsessed with her after picture. Be like, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. Then that led me to go to restrictive diets and continuing all the time. What I was failing to see was the issue that I needed to work on was my insecurity and my unhealthy attachment and relationship to food. Now, I always address not everybody has a traumatic experience. Not everybody has that. You just might have fallen into a pattern of yo-yo dieting. Some of you do have that pattern where you have been dieting since childhood and you're in your prime years of life now and you're still stuck in this cycle. And so for me as a coach, why I come alongside other women is to help you break that. And in that, there are going to be challenges where you might have some things come up. Now, we don't do counseling in these sessions. With the tools that I give you in the mindset coaching, we do focus on, okay, where are those thoughts coming from and helping you do that. So you have homework, so to speak. So you go off in between when we next meet in our session and then you do the work. And when you're doing the work, you're in a position, you're in an environment where it's safe for you to do so and it's safe for you to address those things. Now, I'm not telling you anything like go and do hypnosis, go and think back to your childhood and see that. I don't do that. That's not my practice here. But there are tools that help you to address the thoughts that you are thinking. And that for me, my tagline for the business is be transformed by changing the way you think. And that's how I coach you. It's literally addressing, where did these thoughts come from? Why do you think that way? And how can we now change those so you build a positive image of yourself? Now, if you're a Christian, we will use the scriptures to stand on. We will see what God says about us, who he has created us to be, the apple of his eye. We are a masterpiece. There never has been, nor will there ever be, a woman like you. Now, if you grasp that for a second, I'm not talking about the negatives that we can think, but when it comes to that feeling, who are you? There will never be another you. And some of you might be like, oh yeah, that's good. Have you seen me? Have you met me? No, I'm not talking about negativity. I'm talking about the positive things about you that make you feel uncomfortable to actually accept those things. They are good things about you. And that, when I coach you, is what we're trying to draw out so you can live your life from that place, that truth. That's what we're doing here. We're not just focusing on nutrition. Well, we do focus on nutrition, and the nutrition is like, you know, having a cake, if you're somebody who likes cake, and the icing, because cake without icing is a little bit dry and bland, right? But you've got to have that balance where it's not sickly sweet, but it's just the right amount of icing, pretty little sprinkles, all damn things. That's what we're going to do when it comes to the nutrition part of coaching. So today's episode, where we're talking about 5 ways to find your confidence to lose weight again, I just wanted to preface that episode, and I want to encourage you, if you can, go and have a look at Nutty Professor. I want you to have a look at it. What I want you to see, when you watch that film, I'm actually going to watch it again. I've seen it so many times, but I've seen it from a perspective of laughing and joking. But have a look at the character, Buddy Love, the scientist, Nutty Professor. Have a look at the family, and have a look at how you fall into those things. Some of the things that he says, some of the things that he does. Have a look at moments in your life when you've done those things. Now, I want you to be careful or use caution here, because if it starts to bring other things up, then I'd encourage you to start to get some counseling and some support. And there are support out there. Better Counseling is another, and I will link them in the show notes below. But it's important to take stock of those things. Now, like I say, not everybody is in that area where they have got trauma running through their life. Not everybody's in that position. I respect that and I appreciate that. But if you can identify some of those things, and they will trigger some things for you. If it triggers deeper rooted things, then it's probably an indication that you might need outside helps, outside therapy. Nothing wrong with that. I got therapy. I absolutely loved it. Got another set of therapy. Absolutely hated it. But then when I got my other therapist, I was literally crying week 4. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want this to end. Because once I started and actually learned to understand, there's nothing wrong with me. It's not me. All these years that I was made to believe and to feel that I'm the problem. You know how much weight was lifted off my shoulder when I realized it's not me. Now, sometimes, you know, you can blame other people and it really is ourselves. It's not that kind of thing. Meaning, when I'm constantly telling myself, I'm the problem, it's you, it's you, it's you. When I realize, no, the issue is rejection has caused you to be so standoffish that you don't know who to trust, that you've attached that trust unhealthily in food. That's when I was able to break that down, heal, and focus on the rejection issues that still come up. I'm going to sign up for more counseling too, because there's no harm in getting counseling. Once I was able to do that and I was able to separate the two, I was then able to focus on my mindset, then able to focus on food and nutrition. I still went through the diets. I still did the restriction thing. But when I found macros, I was like, where you been all my life? I don't need to cut out carbs to lose weight. I can eat the foods that I like and I enjoy, and I can still lose weight. I can build muscle, go to the gym, lift up some weights, and I won't look bulky. Why did nobody tell me this yesterday? But we weren't in the place to hear it. So when it comes to building up your confidence again, this is easily an episode that I could do for an hour. So I'm conscious of time. But number one, how you build up your confidence, taking on board what I've said before here, for those of you who are taking notes, make a list of the reasons you want to lose weight. Again, if you need something visual to kind of trigger you, use that movie. Two, start a weight loss journal. Write a journal. I had a journal. I've got so many journals that I've used from years ago, and there's still prayers in there about, Lord, send me a husband. But if I got a husband then, I'd probably be divorced, because I wasn't ready to actually deal with all of my stuff and then take on somebody else's. Girl, we got to stay in our lane. We got to know what we're ready for. Number three, I'm always talking about this one. Set goals for yourself and celebrate your progress along the way. Now, some of us want those big grandiose things like, well, I want to lose 10 pounds and I want to lose 10 pounds in 10 hours. No, no, no. Let's set the realistic goals first. If the fact is that you are listening to this podcast all the way through to the end, that's a small win. a win is a win, right? Then you take action from this podcast. What is it that you need to do? Then you could go back to step one and be like, make a list of the reasons why you want to lose weight. What are your reasons? And I'm not talking about, I just want to lose weight. Get into that nitty gritty. If you just need to go to that scene, you can watch scenes from the movie if you want to. If you go to that scene and see, what did I feel? How did what they say make me feel? Did it trigger up any experiences for me and my family? Then with those things and those feelings, write your list for the reason why you want to lose weight. Some of you might say, I want my family to love me. Let me tell you this. Do losing weight for yourself. You might lose all the weight in the world and your family might still find something to attack you for. You're not doing it for your family's. If you're doing it for family's approval, then there's another internal issue that needs to be addressed there, because you will always be fighting for their approval. And if they're not in a position to love you the way you need to be, family or friends, then you have to accept that. And that's counseling levels that we're not talking about here today. But my point is making a list of those reasons. And if you do identify that, I'm trying to have the approval of so-and-so, then have a look to see if you could get counseling for that. Number four, track what you eat in an app like MyFitnessPal, or you can use Lose It. Both apps are free, but there are now some aspects of the MyFitnessPal app that you need to pay subscription for. Now, to be honest, this is an investment. If you're somebody who is now serious, you want to build up your confidence, these are some of the practical things that you can do. Number five, try new things. If there's something on your list that you say no to, try it out. Like, what's the worst that can happen? If you say that you enjoy the crispy waffle fries from Chick-fil-A or wherever else that you like your fries, and you get the biggest size you can get, another small goal you could do would be reducing that size. Now, I take these down to really bite-sizable, actionable things that you can do, because you might listen to this and be like, is that it? I don't feel like I'm doing anything. But you are absolutely doing anything. Now, a few other tips. Number six is make a list of three things you love about your body. This might be hard for some, might be hard for many, but make a list of three of the things that you love about your body. Number seven, write down three things you are grateful for every day. Number eight, give yourself, if you can, an all expenses paid date with yourself. Spa, massage, shopping, all the things. Do it for you. Now, some of us might struggle with that because we feel like I'm being selfish. Who's going to look after the kids? Who's going to look after my husband? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? Next one, remind yourself that you don't need to lose weight to be beautiful. You already are. The fact that you are just losing a few more pounds, girl, you're going to be on fire. You ain't going to recognize yourself. But one thing I want to encourage you as we're coming to end on this episode is to do the mindset work alongside it, because that is the biggest roadblock to succeeding. If you're working on your mindset, your confidence along the way, I guarantee you, it's going to take time, but I guarantee you, you will start to see yourself as the beautiful woman that you actually are, who you've been created to be, just the way that you are. And remember, there's never been somebody like you, and there never, ever will be. That is a good thing. So when you're doing these things, get support. I'm here to support you. My programs are here to support you. Coaching is here to support you. But get women who are on the same path as you, but don't want to do the restrictive measures that you've constantly done. They're now done with that. And they're focused on, I'm going to do this no matter how long it takes, because of step number one, the reasons why I actually want to lose weight. And there are loads of other things, but we will save that for another episode. But that, my friends, I actually started off with five, but I gave you 10 ways to find your confidence to lose weight. And that, again, the emphasis meaning that you've tried so many times and it hasn't worked. Now, try the opposite approach. Try addressing the roadblocks that are causing you hindrance. Roadblocks in real life are a bummer because you literally can't reverse. You can't go forward. You have to wait until it is literally dealt with. And that, my friends, is what we need to do when it comes to weight loss. Deal with those roadblocks that are hindering you from moving forward. The roadblocks can be diets. The roadblocks can be family. The roadblocks can be yourself. Dealing with them in stages. Don't think they have to deal with them all at one time, but also deal with them with the help of professionals to help you get to your ultimate goal. Step number one, why do you want to lose weight? And that, my friends, is the end of today's episode. It turned into a mindset episode, but these are the ones that I love to do. Yes, I am that coach who kind of tells you, you just got to do this, you just got to do that. But sometimes my little teddy bear side needs to come out of me. And so today, that's what I wanted to do, just to encourage you. You are doing a good job. If you're showing up here, this is making a change. Change that is worth having takes a long time, but we gonna get it. If you stick with me, you will get there. I absolutely promise you. I'm here to help you. And that, my friends, is all we've got time for in this episode. Can't wait to catch you on the next one. Friends, we've come through to the end of today's episode. I hope you learned something valuable from today's episode and can put it right into practice now that the episode has ended. If you found value in this episode, do share it with somebody else who can also benefit from today's episode. My friends, don't forget to download your freebies over on the website vianutritioncoaching.co.uk and also be in with a chance of coming live on air with me to get yourself some free Coach Fridays by leaving your question over on the brand new podcast page. vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/podcast is where you can leave me a question and I'll answer it over here on one of the episodes. And that's all we got time for, friends. I can't wait to catch you in the next episode.